I'm Eminem. This is Roger Goodell. And we are so fired up this year for the NFL draft.
Live from the D.
You could just say Detroit.
That's what I said.
And you said the D.
Detroit!
Am I being punked?
D.
Oh, Roger Goodell and Eminem. Oh, my God.
Teaming up.
That's an odd couple.
That is an odd couple. You know, last season marked a turning point for the Lions franchise. Long plague with adversity. Against all odds, the Lions shattered expectations. They clinched their first division title in 3 decades and secured their maiden playoff victory in over 30 years. Now, their journey culminated in a gripping run for the NFC Championship. In the game there, in the NFC Championship game, igniting some hope and passion among the fans here in Detroit. We are behind our Detroit Lions as the NFL draft hits the Motor City on Thursday. Let's bring in WJR sports analyst Steve Courtney to find out what the team's top needs are in the draft. Steve, good morning.
Good morning to you, Lloyd Group. Hello again, everyone. This conversation brought to you by the hardworking men and women at Bill Brown Ford. You know, my good friend Matt Garko and his team are stacking wins each and every day. Drive with the champions at Bill Brown Ford. Shop their TrueView inventory at BillBrownFord.com today. You know what, you guys? It's kind of amazing. The National Football League announcing that our fair city was awarded the National Football League draft back on March 28th of 2022. Where has time gone? Because, baby, it is here. Brad Holmes, Lions general manager, this will be his 4th draft in charge. And to be completely honest, to start things off, if he decided to go with a water boy in the first round, I'd be good with that. Because chances are, better than not, it's going to work out the way things have been going.
He'll be the best water boy in the league.
I'm telling you, it's kind of a different deal, though, for Brad and the powers that be with the Honolulu Blue and Silver. In his first 3, he had top 10 selections. This time around, because of success, your Detroit Lions with the 29th selection. They have 7 picks total, 3 in the top 73. When you're looking at the needs of this pretty darn good roster, maybe you start with defensive tackle. Right now, they bring aboard DJ Reader from Cincinnati. He's a mountain, 6'3", 327 pounds. Just unbelievable. Lions also hoping that the second-year player, Broderick Martin, will come along in his development. Remember, on the edge, you've got Aiden Hutchinson. I need to say no more. John Kaminsky, Josh Pascal. So maybe a little bit of depth there would help. The safety position, you start with Brian Branch, and what a season he had. Yeah. Also hoping that Brandon Joseph will develop. He has shown signs that he can be a contributor. But as it stands right now, and this is the issue, and Dan Campbell has alluded to it, right now the Lions only have 3 true safeties on their roster. When you take a look at the offensive line, certainly a group of pride with the Detroit Lions, one of the best groups in the league. Penei Sewell, Taylor Decker, Frank Ragnow. You bring in Kevin Zeitler for that left guard position. And, of course, Graham Glasgow, who was re-signed for duty with the Lions, and I'm very happy about that. But the problem here is, they're a wonderful group, but staying healthy was an issue. Only Penei Sewell and Graham Glasgow played in every game last year. So you got to have depth. And if you want to ensure that your offensive line group is one of the best in the league, you've got to continue to feed it. Meanwhile, the wide receiver position. This, my friends, considered to be one of the deepest groups in the draft. As a matter of fact, ESPN's Adam Schefter, under the impression that in this 2024 draft in our great city of Detroit, you could see a record number of offensive players on the board in the first round. Now, obviously, Amon-Ra St. Brown, one of the premier receivers in the league. I'll die on that mountain. Jamison Williams, they are thought to be numbers 1 and 2. You got the likes of Khalif Raymond, a tremendous contributor during the success last year. Donovan Peoples-Jones, a proven veteran. But you lose Josh Reynolds to free agency. He bolts to Denver. And I was a big Josh Reynolds guy, despite the drops in the NFC Championship game against the 49ers. So that's also going to be an interesting deal. So, you know, at the end of the day, you've got Brad Holmes, who has done such a great job driving the bus since his arrival. And he's also said this along the way. He always believes talent over need. So could they trade down at 29? Yeah, there's a possibility. As a matter of fact, in his conference last week, he understands what the story is with the draft being right here. He's got to do what is right for the organization. Many of the top-shelf analysts who pay real close attention to drafts and such are under the impression at 29, Brad Holmes will trade up. He's done so before in the past, and it's certainly not out of the question. But again, he's under the impression what is ever good for this football club is what we're going to do.
So what do you give up if you trade up? Who's trade bait?
Well, you know what? It's going to be
picks.
A quarter. Yeah.
Future
I mean, you got to. And look, the way Brad Holmes is with the draft capital, you know, he's not going to give up something for nothing. So, you know what? Between Brad Holmes, Dan Campbell, you know, they've got an eye on who they would like, who they think can better this already pretty darn good roster. But at what cost? And herein lies the problem of being a general manager head coach in the National Football League.
Steve Courtney, WJR sports analyst, always a pleasure having you on, and you always give us all of the inside, and thank you so much for being here.
Lloyd, you are too kind. I'm just so very happy that this amazing event is finally here. It is going to be a lot of fun, and of course the Blowtorch, WJR, going to be there big time getting underway Thursday.
You better believe it.
Thanks,
we'll
be Stevie. There bright and early exciting. Thursday morning. In fact, we're going to do a little tour of our own tomorrow, just kind of check everything out, which I think will be fun.
Yeah, that sounds great.
Looking forward to that. And, you know, the security down there is going to be huge, not just the Detroit Police, a lot of different agencies. And we'll be talking to Sheriff Michael Bouchard of the Oakland County Sheriff's around 8:35 to talk more about that.
Well, yeah, and we, look, Yale was shut down today by a pro-Palestinian protest.
Yes.
Same thing at Columbia University. They're gone virtual. What? If protesters try to disrupt this, what will be the response there?
Good question.
You know, I mean, how tolerant will they be? Yes, people have First Amendment rights, but you don't have a right to disrupt
and
to impose your rights.
An event that people have worked on for months and years.
And also to violate the rights of others to enjoy themselves downtown.
Absolutely.
That's they have rights, too. So that's an interesting question because we're in pretty interesting times.
Also, we'll be talking to Nolan Finley coming up at 8:19. But first, all the latest news stories of the day here on 760 WJR.